The Jen, Gabe, and Chewy podcast is sponsored by Celsius Energy Drink, and I am here to tell you it makes a huge difference in my mornings. With a unique blend of essential energy and key vitamins, Celsius is your partner to an active lifestyle. My favorite, the peach vibe. Learn more at Celsius.com and pick up Celsius Energy Drinks today. Did we make a decision officially on whether or not we were resurrecting Green Bay's of our lives? I know you had said Friday, but that was previous. That was prior to Diana Rossini saying weeks.
Give it to the end of the week. If we get to Monday, we can Undertaker this
like
bad boy.
Sands through the hourglass. So are the Green Bay's of our lives.
It does feel a smidge premature, but we are aware that we are entering Green Bay's of our lives territory because Jordan Love continues to sit out, which we expected him to do until the deal is done. I don't expect the deal to be done before, I'll say, Sunday. Would that be the end of the week, or is it the beginning of next week?
That's the beginning of next week because of God. Like,
that makes because of God.
Shout out to the big guy. Yes. Not that one.
I thought that because of God, it was the first day of the week.
It is the first day.
Yeah.
But then God rested on the last day when he was free. You know, we don't need to get into theology 001, but I believe it was the last day after creating the heavens and earth. So Jordan Love continues to sit out. And yesterday on KBN, the guys were talking about it, obviously. And Kyle Wallace had some strong thoughts about what the situation is that Jordan Love and his agents are creating.
Take place in front of him. But Tua knows
Goody's going to be like, he can't watch this anymore. Yeah, I'm going
to
give him more.
Maybe I'll come up more to your number,
Stop
Jordan.
Beating around the bush. This is, let's call it what it is. Jordan Love is being selfish. And it isn't just Jordan Love. It is his agency as well that is making Jordan Love put himself first. The fact that we saw a player in Tua, and again, I repeat, Tua is in the same situation, and he has proven more than Jordan Love has proven in a sense of consistency in the NFL. I repeat, I believe Jordan Love's ceiling is through the atmosphere, through the hemisphere. I believe it is extremely high and is higher than Tua. But at the end of the day, Tua has something that Jordan Love doesn't, and that's career games, and that is consistency that we have seen on the football field. The fact that Tua is deciding to participate in 7-on-7, participate in drills and not do 11-on-11, that just shows you the mentality. Jordan Love's mentality is worried about getting paid, while Tua is worried about getting paid, but also winning a Super Bowl. The Packers cannot win a Super Bowl if Jordan Love is not 100% locked in. And right now, this is exactly what we're seeing, and I told y'all, the offense is wasting his time right now whenever Sean Clifford takes a snap.
He's wrong. 1,000% wrong. Tua has nothing to do with the Jordan Love contract. His comps aren't even the same. You know who pushed Jordan to this point? The Packers. Okay? He had to flex his leverage. If Jordan Love was practicing, how quickly you think this would get done?
Not quickly.
It wouldn't. They pushed him to this point where this should have been done before camp even started. This is the only thing he could do, because if Jordan Love's out there and stuff, Russ Ball would be like, I know I move slow, but I'm going to move even slower. You know, and you think, I guarantee you Tua doesn't start the season. He's a fool if he does.
Whew. That's an interesting
one. He's not going to play this year. He's going to get to the same point as Jordan and say, that's it.
Be great leverage. Because I think that, again, I think the Dolphins are kind of waiting to see if there's a better option out there in free agency, like Dak.
Yeah, for whatever it's worth, guys, Tua Tagovailoa is scheduled to make $23.171 million in 2024. That is more than double what Jordan Love is on the hook for this year, which is 11. Right? Mm-hmm. Maybe there's some incentives out there that I'm not calculating. I have heard people throw out the number 14 as well. I'd have to understand what the distinction is between the 11 and the 14, but it's more than double. So if he decides to go out there, he's got more money in the bank, literally, than Jordan Love does. Is it still a risk to go out there at $23 million? Sure, there's still a risk, but it's nowhere near. It's a galaxy difference than the risk, Gabe, as you have so adamantly and accurately pounded home all week between what Jordan Love is expected to make this year in $11 million and what the top tier quarterbacks are making out there in the NFL. Like, I understand this idea of it being selfish, but I also think that you have to understand how leverage works. You don't get leverage very often in business transactions, in negotiations. So if you're being advised correctly, guys, you're told to use that leverage wherever you can. And it's not considered manipulative, and it's not considered malicious. It's not considered, you're not a horrible human being. This is how business works. I have no issue with Jordan Love and his company choosing to handle it this way. I actually don't think it's selfish. I think it is smart.
Mm-hmm.
There's too much of a negative connotation when it comes to being, you know, you say the word selfish. Is this selfish? Yeah, it absolutely is. Because he's looking out for himself, and he's looking out for himself only. I don't have a problem with that. Especially when we're talking about this type of money that's on the line that is that much of a life-changing thing. Like, and also, like, the Packers are looking out for their own interests. So, there's some give and take here. The Packers obviously are not willing to pay what the going rate for a starting quarterback is. Because if they were, this deal would be done, right? If the Packers just accepted that this is what the market is for starting quarterbacks and accepted that and paid Jordan Love, this wouldn't be an issue. So I'm not putting this on Jordan Love. I'm putting this on Russ Ball. I'm putting it on Brian Gutekunst and the Green Bay Packers.
Tua's is even going to be more shocking. Because Tua's like, oh yeah, this is great, great. Wait till he says, as they get closer to the start of the season, now, I'm done. Tua is actually putting him in a worse place right now than Jordan is. Because at least if Jordan doesn't, say, show up for the first game, Clifford, even though he's Clifford, will be more prepared than Tua's backup. Because Tua's just going to say, no, he's going to pull a Sterling Sharp. He'll say, I ain't playing. And I don't blame the guy one bit. Because once you're done playing and once you're hurt, these guys could give two flying craps about you. Ooh. Two flying craps.
I don't know if you were.
People are shocked.
I didn't panic.
He was pretty fired up. He kind of got lost into it. I got a little nervous.
Care less.
I think we're missing a really big point on the Tua thing. Is he's out there because he might not have a job with them next year. He's competing to, like, stay relevant. Jordan Love knows his position is secured. Tua might be on a different team next season, so he's trying to guarantee he has a job. There's also a certain part of it that I envy about Kyle, where he believes that NFL athletes or athletes in general are out there for the goodness of their heart and for their teammates and just to make the fans happy. Everybody out there is competing to earn the most money they possibly can. That's the whole entire point.
You nailed it. Because I can tell you this, and I don't know if it'll shock people. Fans care more than players do.
Yeah.
No, they do. I'm not. They care more than players do. They do. That's just, people don't see this as a job.
Mm-hmm.
They don't see it. It's a flipping job. Do you love playing for good teams and having a shot to go to Super Bowls? Yes. Do you like playing when your team's 3-14? No. You go through the motions, you collect the check. The fans care more than the players. Sorry. But if that's shocking to people, that's the reality of it.
Well, but again, when you position yourself to get a generational wealth paycheck, I think you have to do all of the things. You have to do your due diligence to secure the bag.
Yeah.
You
cannot sit here and go, well, they think I'm a nice guy, and if I don't go out there and practice, it might change their perception of me, and we can't have that. So, like, again, this is why they talk about it being show business, business. It's not friend business. You can't worry about the way you are perceived. Mm-mm. Because you know what? The people on the other side of that thing, if they were negotiating their deals, the Russ Balls of the world, the Brian Gutekunst of the world, you know what they're going to do? Use the leverage.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, take every opportunity. Take every dollar. Hold out until they get what they think is worth. These guys know. It's just frustrating from a Packers fan standpoint because it should have been done. There's no reason for this delay at this point.
But just look at the other side when it comes to Mark Murphy. Yeah, I want a rent reduction from the stadium. You made $405 million last year. Oh, and you, where's the vitriol there? You know? So come on, people. Jeez, I'm crow. Both sides are in it for themselves.
Yeah.
In it for themselves. This whole he's selfish thing is ridiculous. Ridiculous.
800-990-3776. Do you agree with Kyle Wallace, who said that Love is being selfish by holding out. Again, Gabe makes a great point just of the nuance of the word selfish. There is something that happens just from a human standpoint when someone calls you selfish. It feels like an attack.
Yeah.
It feels like, am I not a good person? But I think what you're trying to say is you can be selfish and it can also be the right thing to do.
If he doesn't look out for himself in this situation, if him and his agents don't look out for Jordan Love, guess who's not looking out for Jordan Love? The Green Bay Packers. They're not in it for Jordan. They're in for a bigger picture thing. Jordan's got to take care of Jordan, just like anybody else has to take care. Like, if you don't look out for yourself, people are going to walk over you. And Jordan's not going to get walked over in this situation. Like, is it being a little selfish? Sure. If that's the word we want to attach to it, because there, again, he's looking out for his self-interests. Sure. But I don't think it's that big of a deal.
What if he does practice like Tua and he blows his knee out?
Oh, yeah.
Do you think they're giving him $58 million?
Well, that's what I was going to say. And you want to know something else from a fan standpoint? You think people are going to erect a statue to Jordan Love because he was such a selfless guy?
Yeah.
Oh, remember when he had the opportunity to make $50-plus million and he went out there and practiced and got hurt? Let's put a statue outside of Lambeau Field right next to Brett and Curly and say, what a selfless guy we had. You know, he only had that one half of a season that was fantastic, but it was the most selfless thing we've ever seen. You know, no, people don't value that. Fans don't value that.
Because if he goes out and he doesn't sign and he stinks, what's the first thing the fans are going to say? Thank God we didn't pay him because you stink. You're terrible. Get him out of here.
Yeah.
If we accept the premise that negotiating for yourself for what you have earned and what the market dictates you have, then all of us who haven't turned in some of our salary to help our business's bottom line are all selfish ourselves.
Sure. Yeah.
Everybody who's asked for a raise is inherently selfish.
Sure.
Because that's all this is he's asking for what he views he's worth and what the market dictates he's worth. If there were 10 people on earth who did my job as good as me and I was getting paid 1/10 as much as them, I'm not showing up to work until I start getting paid like the rest
of them. Well, and theoretically, to use that example, all of those other people who are as good or better at your job already have jobs.
Yes.
Right? It's not like they're just waiting outside in an unemployment line, because that changes your leverage as well, doesn't it? But all those other people, they already got teams. They already got jobs. So Packers, by all means, I know that people are asking about what Brad Nortman suggested yesterday about going out and getting Ryan Tannehill, putting a little pressure on Love. If you're the
Gabe,
Green Bay
you
Packers.
Want to handle that one?
Oops.
You know who.
But you
know.
Wait.
Did you not know that he suggested that yesterday?
Brad Nortman suggested that Ryan Tannehill is going to be the key to the Packers' leverage.
Ryan Tannehill? I think his point was he's familiar with the offense. It's very similar, that whole Shanahan, McVay area.
What's Vinny Testaverde up to?
But that's why.
What, like, Magic Man? You want to try the Magic Man out here?
Four might have some bills to pay coming up.
But that's why you have to have a callousness as an athlete to, like, just dismiss. We all have to have it. I mean, people say rotten things over the talking text lines about us. You don't like me? You think I care? You think I literally lose 7 seconds of sleep because you don't like me?
I used to.
I could care less. Hate away. Right. And that's how Jordan's got to approach it. Like, you know what? Selfish? Fine, I'm selfish.
And that's why I keep saying his agents are going to have to. And maybe he's already gotten to this point. I don't think he has. But there's going to be a moment where he's going, I don't know. You know, he's kind of rolling his hands in his hands going, I don't know, guys, I really want to be out there. Maybe I should just go out there, show them how good I am, how much better I am than the other guys out there. And the agents have to be like, no, stop. I know it's hard. I know you want to play. I know you love this game and you have devoted year after year after year after year to your progress and your evolution, and you want to show everybody how great you are. It's not worth it yet.
Yeah.
You have to just hold their feet to the fire.
Mm-hmm.
Tony weighing in saying, to me, it all depends on how much Love is demanding versus how much the Packers are willing to offer. If Love is demanding $60 million, I'm more upset with Love.
Correct.
If the Packers are only offering $50 million or less, I am upset with the Packers. Agree. I do not believe Jordan's camp is in the 60 range, just from some of the insiders who have weighed in on the a contract.
Well, and given, I mean, Jason brought it up. Go back and listen to Wilde and Tausch when Brian Bulaga was on. But, and hear the examples of where this team starts in terms of lowballing people. What do you think is more likely? But, the Packers are lowballing or Jordan's asking?
Let me ask you guys this, and I know we got to get to 8-8, but we can talk about it after. If Dak Prescott signs for $61 million tomorrow, what do you do if you're Jordan?
Then I think you can go closer to 60.
Do you wait?
What do you
mean? If what's on the table is 56, do you say, no, we're resetting the deck. Sorry, Russ.
Even if you agreed in principle?
Not agreed in principle, it's there.
I always get nervous about that. I always get nervous about the, if you agreed in principle and then something else changes it externally, should you be able to go back to the drawing board? Should you be able to go back to the negotiating table and say, well, things have changed. The market has changed. Probably, but.
I mean,
that's where it gets tricky, right? Am I right, Gabe?
Yeah, 100%, because the Packers have just misplayed their hand
totally
the entire time.
Totally.
I mean, I think it's pretty simple. If you do allow it to change it, because guess what? In 2 years, when I hit free agency after you've now tagged me twice, somebody's going to pay me out there, and I guarantee you it's going to be more for than what you're offering, because that's how free agency works with quarterbacks. It's going to be way more.
800-990-3776. Kyle Wallace said that Love is being selfish. Gabe, you agree that it is a selfish move, but you think it is the right move. That is the nuance here. So technically, we agree with Kyle Wallace. Chewy said, no, he's wrong, because I think he was interpreting selfish as negative. But we are saying that sometimes you got to be quote unquote selfish. Ashton and Sheboygan weighing in saying, when Teddy Bridgewater blew up his knee, I expected most guys to sit out of camp. I agree, this is the Packers' fault. They moved on from Rodgers because they believed in this guy. Then pay your guy. Jen, Gabe, and Chewy rolls on. Top 8 at 8 coming up next.
It's Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
Have you never had a good pie?
I've had fine pies.
You get no pie.
Right now, yeah.
I mean, seems that way anyway. But if we get him on those dating sites, it feels like maybe he could.
Yeah. On 94.5 ESPN.
It is about that time, folks. You remember me talking about going to the state fair last year, walking through the expo center, and coming home with a sauna for my friends over at Good Health Saunas, and I still love it. It feels great after my workouts. I feel extra energy and flexibility from using my sauna. My skin looks better, and with the amount of travel, the detoxification alone is fantastic. I am sleeping better. My hair is growing. I just feel better thanks to Good Health Saunas, and you'll be able to find Good Health Saunas at the Expo Center at the Wisconsin State Fair again. So, what are you waiting for? Get out to the Wisconsin State Fair as soon as it starts. Check out their infrared sauna options and see which ones would work for you and your family. For more information, you can go to their website. It's goodhealthsaunas.com, goodhealthsaunas.com.
The top 8 at 8.
Name something that follows the word pork.
You pie.
Huh? One category.
Name something people take with them to the beach.
Turkey.
The top 8 answers.
The first thing you buy in a supermarket.
Turkey.
The top 8 at 8.
A food often stuffed.
Turkey.
The top 8 at 8 on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
Name Popeye's favorite food.
Chicken.
Oh my God.
Show me chicken.
The top 8 at 8 on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
What do we got, Gabe?
List of 8 things in front of me. You and Chew guess back and forth. Once you each get one incorrect, we open it up to the fans at 800-990-3776. Whoever gets the last one on the list gets an ESPN Milwaukee prize pack. With training camp open, decided to go a Packers direction. I am looking for the all-time career sack leaders in Packers franchise history. Also worth noting that the sack became an official stat in 1982.
Sacks, why would the Packers not?
Correct. Okay. Not like
I got you.
This is a Rashawn Gary list, apparently. This is in honor of Rashawn Gary getting so many sacks at training camp against a guy who Chewy thinks is going to get cut.
Could get cut today.
Yeah, it won't be long.
Reggie White's got to be on this list.
Reggie White, number 3, 68.5 sacks in his Packers career.
What was that sound?
A blast from the past. Tim Harris.
Tim Harris, number 4 on the list. He had 55 career sacks.
One of
the Green
my favorite defensive players to cover ever, Aaron Kampman, has got to be on this list.
Yes.
He's number 5 on the list, 54 career sacks.
Let's go with Psycho. Psycho. You know who I'm talking about.
Yeah, well, he's number 2 on the list.
Okay.
74.5 career
KGB
sacks.
KGB for all you that are listening.
Who once on these very airwaves told Homer he was going to hell.
Yeah, I got a story, but I'll leave it for another day. I got a KGB story.
Who doesn't?
Who do we have? 1, 2, 3?
So you have 2, 3, 4, and 5. You have Kabir, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Reggie White, Tim Harris, Aaron Kampman.
Clay Matthews
is number
on
1
list.
On the list. 83.5 career sacks.
Let's go with my old roommate, who's a little bit nuts himself, Bryce Popp.
So ooh. Bryce Popp, number 9, or excuse me, 10 on the list, 32.5 career sacks, put
love
him just
Bryce.
Outside the top 8.
Ew.
That's one guy I would have loved to see play his entire career in Green Bay.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, because then he had good, that many sacks, and then he blew up.
People
blew
forget
up that
he was an defensive MVP
yeah.
of the league. He was good. Good, good, good. I'm out.
I am not, but I'm guessing I will be soon. 800-990-3776. If you want to play top 8 at 8, we are asking for the sack leaders for the Green Bay Packers. Is Preston on this list, or is he not there yet? That's an official guess. I don't have anything
Preston
else.
Smith is number 6 on
all
the
right.
list.
Is he really?
Yeah.
Wow.
All right,
so
all right, all
the
right.
crazy part is, if he stays healthy like he has, he'll end up at the end of the season playing more games for the Packers than Reggie White did. That's how long he's been around.
Okay, go ahead. So we have, what do we got?
1 through 6. Clay, whoa. Kabir, Reggie, Tim Harris, Aaron Kampman, Preston Smith.
I mean, is Kenny on the list, Chew?
He's been here a while. Gonna be here a little longer.
I don't have any other even possible guesses. I know that Rashawn's not on the list because Gabe always tells me how he has underperformed his career as a Packer. So let's guess Kenny Clark.
Kenny Clark is number 9 on the list. With a good season, an average season for him, he is going to climb into the top 8. But right now, 34 career sacks for Kenny Clark, which puts him at number 9.
800-990-3776. Let's go out to the phone lines. John in Milwaukee, you're on with Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. Can you complete our top 8 at 8 list?
Can you guys reset the list for me, please?
Clay Matthews is 1, Kabir is 2, Reggie White 3, Tim Harris 4, Aaron Kampman 5, Preston Smith is 6. We are looking for the top 8 all-time career sack leaders for the Green Bay Packers.
Tony Bennett.
Tony Bennett, number 8.
I forgot about Tony.
On the list, 36.
That's a good pull.
Career sacks.
All right, and I'm not sure if I'm going to pronounce his name right. Zar Johnson.
Oh, Ezra Johnson?
Ezra Johnson. 41.5 career sacks is number 7 on the list.
Good. Nailed it.
Cleaned it out.
All right. You're our big winner this morning on Top 8 at 8 on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. I'm a little surprised that Gabe wasn't allowed to guess on the list, since that was the precedent that was set earlier this week.
Given the list to Chewy, and then I can make some guesses.
Ron
and
the Key saying Gabe should be able to guess on Top 8 at 8 today. Clearly coming up with the list does not disqualify one from
guessing. In fairness, I did not come up with the power rankings either. Chewy just didn't have access to it.
Because it was an ESPN Plus
Yeah, and Josh couldn't figure out his ESPN Plus, so...
So Chewy wanted to do the power rankings list that he hadn't seen. Joshy had suggested to him, but Chewy couldn't access it, and neither could Joshy.
Correct. So somebody had to. Look, that's not my fault.
Yeah, exactly. You're just
that's
taking
not
one
my
for
fault.
The team.
I
you're
am.
Just, yeah,
I'm a team player.
Exactly.
Selfless. If you will.
And we tried to do it all behind your back, but when you got everyone right, something was fishy.
Yeah, because you couldn't act right.
I couldn't read one of your things.
Gabe, what does this say? My favorite part was when Gabe was like, the three people that wrote the article, I think they were this is what they were saying. And I was like, what? I didn't even know three people wrote the article. All right, we got to take a break here on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy, but we do want to get to that smoke alarm story, which will be coming up next when we return. If you're planning a night out in Milwaukee, you should enjoy an artfully stylish experience at St. Kate the Arts Hotel. I was there last night. I was showing it to my girls. My daughter said, Mommy, can we come here more often? I was like, Heck yeah, we can. She loved the art in the lobby, the horse sculpture that they have right when you walk in, and you will enjoy all of the culinary creativity, the deluxe accommodations, and those on-site art galleries if you go to St. Kate as well. Learn more and book your stay at stkatearts.com. That's stkatearts.com.
This is Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
Is it against the law to be a moron or not?
The law.
Not yet.
I texted this to Jen earlier. The law does protect some people from things that are called an attractive nuisance.
On 94.5 ESPN.
Back here on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. 94.5 ESPN Milwaukee. Look, I have been very open about my inability to handle a cacophony of noises. I have talked about being in the lobby of my daughter's gymnastics class and the iPad with Cocomelon and the person having the full-blown, full-voice conversation and the moms who are chit-chatting and how my brain just goes, nope, and I have to remove myself from that situation. So how in the world would somebody be able to handle this? Take a listen to a conversation yesterday on Up and Adams with Kay Adams. How do you pronounce this defensive back's name, Joshy?
Deamador Lenore.
Whoa, it's like Dumbledore is what it looked like to me. Deamador Lenore is doing an interview with Kay Adams yesterday on Up and Adams.
I want to know, whose job was it to change the batteries in the smoke detector?
That was not nobody's job. My smoke detector still go off right now.
I'm hearing it.
Yeah.
Is that your smoke detector?
Yes. I didn't switch the batteries. I don't know. Maybe I'm doing it wrong.
Deamador, were you sleeping with this going like, well, I don't understand.
I didn't hit swift so hard as I don't even hear it.
You're telling me you slept an entire night with that noise in the background? How many nights?
This has been going on since last season. It's been good luck. So I just let it go. Like I've been playing good so far the whole season. I just, you know, I'm kind of superstitious. Like,
are you joking?
No, I'm serious.
Where are you right now? Like where?
Santa Clara.
You're in Santa Clara and you're there often, and you're telling me that you haven't changed the battery in your smoke detector in over a year?
Yes.
And you don't even hear that?
Like, I don't even hear it no more.
And it's because you're superstitious.
Superstitious.
Deamador, this is the crazy. I've done a lot of crazy things. I've heard a lot. This is the craziest thing I've ever heard. I literally want to scratch my skin off because I keep hearing this noise and you don't even hear it.
Chewy, this is not a good look. I understand that players are superstitious and you guys wear the same stinky underwear or the same stinky socks or whatever.
That's not the reason Chewy wears the same stinky socks. All right, let's get that out of the
just
way.
Blatant laziness. No, but this is crazy. That sound, how could you live with that sound for a year? Imagine me chirping every 30 seconds for the duration of this show, let alone every moment you are in the house. This to me, I don't think it's a good look. I think you're putting superstition over what would it be? Diligence or
sanity?
Sanity.
Well, yes.
Sanity was the correct word.
But even like from a team standpoint, there's a part of me as a coach that would be like,
what, you're cutting him because he didn't change the battery in his smoke detector?
I'm just saying, does it reflect something greater?
Obviously not. He's playing
baseball
great.
Players are nuts, though. We were just talking about they're a little crazy to stepping on the line, and,
sure.
and I know that's minimal.
Sure, but that doesn't harm anybody. Like this beeping constantly going off.
Yeah, that would drive me nuts.
You hear it three times in your own house, and you're like, okay, that's enough. Where are the batteries? And even if you don't have the correct battery in your house, you're going immediately out to the nearest place where you can get batteries to replace it.
I got woken up at like 11:12 p.m. after I had been asleep for hours because one of these started. It was that urgent of a thing that I needed to take care of.
Are there
Did this wake you up or did somebody else wake you up?
Mussolini woke me up. I didn't hear it.
Are there
full disclosure?
Are there frequencies you guys can't hear though? Because there's frequencies I cannot hear. Like for example,
like the frequency of
my
daughter's voice.
No, my daughter will snore sometimes, and it'll drive Angie nuts. And I'll be like, I cannot hear her. even though I am 10 feet away from
what
her.
What a luxury.
I can't hear that frequency, you know, because my ears constantly ring. I can't tell you that last time I've heard silence. If I'm sitting there watching TV and there's a lull in the TV, I just hear ringing in my ears constantly.
This is making me very uncomfortable.
Yeah.
So would this bother you? The smoke, it's chirping.
That piercing, yes. Because even listening to it right there, it's like, God, that bothers my ears
right,
a lot.
Right. Disturbing.
Yes. But it's not so much the noise. It's like you sit there and wait for it to beep. Oh, maybe it's done. Right?
I haven't done anything.
It's waiting for it to beep
I haven't
again.
Done anything to change it, but maybe it just stopped. Usually this is a battery thing. Usually you can change the batteries. He said he has changed the batteries. Then the next thing is you knock that sucker off the wall.
No, he said he hasn't changed the battery.
I thought he said he had changed the battery and tried to change the battery.
No,
he
did
hasn't.
Not.
So he's not going to do this.
Correct.
Is like,
He's keeping it. He's keeping it because he thinks it's part of the reason he's been playing with
it. Are you guys not superstitious at all?
A little bit, but like not to the point where, again, like I said, it affects my sanity.
At least if you're wearing, you know, the same underwear or same socks, to use the example that Jen just used, you're like wearing that while you're playing. This thing is beeping in your house, has nothing to do with you being on the field. At least you're wearing the socks when you're on the field. This has nothing to do with you playing well.
Yeah.
This is miles away.
But like
away
walking
in your
down
home.
A sidewalk, do you still avoid the cracks? I still do.
But here's the thing: what else would he have to remain consistent in order to justify the
going
playing well
to work the exact same way?
Uh huh.
Traffic be damned. What else?
But that's what I'm saying. Like unless he's doing this in every other aspect of his life, it feels like the smoke detector is probably not contributing to the success he is having
just
on the field.
Going that long and now not being able to hear it is insane. It's just insanity.
When you played, did you have superstitions?
Sure, but it had nothing to do with my smoke detector in the house.
No.
Had nothing to do with, you know, maybe your pregame meal or whatever.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, you're...
No,
yeah.
That's crazy. I'm just trying to think of other superstitions guys had.
Yeah, but again, I feel like those superstitions starts
and end at the facility.
When you arrive at the facility. I don't think they have much to do with, all right, well, I had to make sure I tapped the brakes 3 times as I approached this stoplight before I make the left-hand turn into the facility.
This feels like something that just must have been from when his youth that happened in his house. Because, like, this is something that would be, like, insufferable to most people. Like, you can't just one day hear the beep from a fire alarm and decide this isn't something that's going to bother me. Like, there's just no way.
And also, the added layer of the reason it beeps incessantly is safety. To convince you to change the battery so that it will work in case of an emergency. It's like when I hop in my car and I forget to put my seatbelt on and it starts chirping at you, right? And it starts kindly, ding, ding, ding. But if you let it go long enough, you start to get a ding, 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 ding. They want you to put the seatbelt on.
It's purposefully annoying.
But that doesn't bother me.
That's one that I've been able to tune out since I worked in car dealerships and we had to move cars all the time.
You're not buckling up every time.
I just don't notice it anymore. So if I'm like sitting in my car and I don't have my seatbelt on, not driving, I don't do that. But like if I'm moving it around, something insignificant, people are always like, what's going on? Put your seatbelt on. You're driving me insane. It's
well, and the other thing that does it to us is the microwave. Right? When the microwave is done after
it
goes do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do.
I've got a...
Wait, your microwave sings to you?
Yeah. It does just like that.
That's fancy.
Cool. And then if a minute goes by and you forget...
I'm just a poor. I have a microwave that just beeps at me. I don't have one that... I don't have Tony Bennett, you know, going, singing me songs over there.
The washing machine does the exact same thing.
Exactly. If they go off at the same time, it's very harmonious, you know?
The washing machine would drive me nuts because I leave stuff down there all the time.
Yeah, but
all
right, let me ask you a question. You're not supposed to leave clothes in the washing machine. They get mildew on them.
When you shower, do you shower the exact same way every time? When you wash?
No.
You don't?
No.
I mean, I don't know if it's the exact same, but it's like, I mean, you have the checklist. You know,
hold on. You guys don't have a, like, You could do more or less, because like I have a beard wash I don't use every
time. That's what I'm trying to say. Sometimes, like, I shave my legs. Sometimes I shave my arms. Like
the order
sometimes
of operations,
I wash
the
my
order
hair.
Of operations is
always
same,
the same.
But it's not like exactly.
Sometimes
that's
you
what
skip
I'm saying.
A step.
So there's probably like three or four variations to the shower. You just get in and get out. That's just a soap from top to bottom and out.
Right, but you're not gonna, if you always shampoo your hair first. You're not going to suddenly start washing, shaving your legs and then shampooing at the end.
Depends. How dirty are my feet?
You're going to get there eventually, and you don't really need to wash your feet.
I knew that was coming.
Yep. I mean, you don't. But like when I cut the grass, exact same thing every time.
You don't change up the pattern?
Nope. Same thing every time.
At the beginning, did you change up the pattern until you figured out what pattern you liked?
He's a savant, never needed to.
Yeah, never needed to.
The first lawn time savant.
The lawn was diagrammed to cut it one way, the right way.
There's a right way and a wrong way.
Just so you know, you saying that, I understand that you know what that means.
Yes.
But if I look at a lawn, I'll tell you what it's not doing. It's not talking to me.
Speaking to you.
All right, hold on. How about brushing your teeth?
I was under the impression there's only one way to brush your teeth.
Yeah, what are you talking about?
You start on the left, go up, across,
yeah, I do
down,
the same, yeah.
And then hit the back.
Yeah.
Well, is that superstitious or routine or what are you?
I'd say that's more routine. Like, I brush my teeth the same way every day, and I don't think that, like, if I were to somehow start in a different quadrant, I don't think that was going to change my
way. Putting on your clothes. Putting on your clothes. Same thing every time. Pants go on first, then the shirt.
I'm agnostic there. Whatever I find first, like if I'm wearing something and I don't know where my jeans are, but I know I have them, I'll throw my shirt on.
The only time, yeah, the only thing that weirds me out in terms of the way people get dressed, if you go sock, shoe.
True. Yes.
My clothes are laid out the day before.
I will tell you this. I never put the shirt on before the bra. I always put the bra on before the shirt.
There's a certain order of operations there, right?
Yeah.
Can't put the underwear on over the pants.
Unless you're a professional wrestler.
Well, then you're not wearing pants.
Some of them wear pants and then the underwear on the outside.
No.
Those are tights.
Yes.
Remember that
same
look?
Same thing.
Do you remember that look? The sweats and then the shorts over the top of this?
Sure.
What a bad look.
I bet you did that at BC, didn't you?
Nah, it's high school. But I did do it. Horrible look.
Why? Why were you doing that?
Thought it was cool. Guess it's not.
In retrospect?
Yeah.
Looking back?
Like flip-flops with the socks is a good look. No?
Not even a little bit.
Yes, it is.
Nope.
It's in.
No, that's slides or Birkenstocks. It's not flip-flops. It's never flip-flops.
I can't wear Jerusalem cruisers. Those look terrible.
You're a God guy. I'm surprised.
I know, but.
You can't say Jesus?
Yeah, but not with socks.
Those are
Jesus
more...
didn't wear socks.
He would have if he had them.
Huh?
He would have if he had them.
You think? No, because he was over where it's hot. He doesn't need socks.
You gotta let him breathe.
Yeah.
Gotta let the dogs breathe, Jen.
Wonder how they cut their nails back then. They must have had the nappiest toenails. I mean, really, think about it. You can't chew your feet. Would you have your wife chew your feet?
Wait a minute. Why can't you chew your feet? What does that mean? Some people chew their feet.
Yeah, but not everybody's that flexible.
Well, you are a cheerleader.
Jesus was.
But if somebody like Chewy was back there, he can't get that foot all the way up there.
Do you think maybe if you're barefoot more, it's kind of like, you know, horses, they don't need their... to be trimmed because it's being rubbed off, like walking in dirt and sand and rocks. Kind of the same way that like dogs' nails and stuff.
Well, you got to cut dogs' nails.
Yeah, but like a wolf doesn't need their
paws trimmed
because they're trimming them as they walk through things
or on things they kill.
What a weird conversation we find ourselves having right now, guys.
Makes you think, though.
I guess.
Makes me think I need a different job is what it makes me think, too.
I mean, not a thought I want to be thinking, but something you want to do with the ESPN Wisconsin Fantasy Football League, it is back. Join our league with your favorite ESPN Wisconsin personalities, and right now is your chance to draft like a champ at Dave & Buster's in Tosa on August 1st. That is coming up. It is a week from today. Two callers today, Joshy? We need two?
Yes, sir.
All right, we will go callers 6 and 8. Callers 6 and 8, 800-990-3776. You are in the ESPN Wisconsin Fantasy Football League, which means you better start doing your research. If you don't get in, don't worry. If you have another fantasy football league you're in, Dave & Buster's has winning opportunities for everyone. So book your fantasy draft and get 20% off food, and non-alcoholic beverages, even free appetizers all season long. Just have to visit dnbparty.com for draft booking details.
This is Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
Just jump on it.
That's what he did.
Jump on it. Slow down. On 94.5 ESPN. Here we go.
Ron and the Key suggesting, did Jesus bite his toenails? The name of the second hour of the Jen, Gabe, and Chewy podcast today. Remember, you can always get the podcast if you missed any of the show on Wisconsin On Demand or wherever you get your podcasts. Lots of ground covered today. We put it on the poll earlier. If Christian Yelich needs season-ending back surgery, can the Milwaukee Brewers still make a run to the playoffs? So it's interesting. The nuance here is to the playoffs. Yes, I do think so. Mm-hmm. Got a decent lead in the division. Obviously, if they fall into a wild card, that's obviously still an option if necessary. Would prefer it not to go that way, obviously. But then it's, can they make a run in the playoffs? And right now, guys, 66% of people say yes, even without Christian Yelich, this Brewers team can make a run to the playoffs. So, Gabe, I will pivot it to you. Can they make a deep run in the playoffs?
Yeah, where we would get tough, I think, is if you get to an NLCS and winning four games against a top-tier team without your best player. And, you know, I know somebody brought up the Atlanta Braves. That was an incredibly deep roster. The Brewers don't have that type of depth in terms of really good bats. They've got some, you know, good players. Certainly Bryce Terang fits perfectly in that leadoff spot, but you're not going to put him in the three hole. He just doesn't have that type of pop that's going to be driving, you know, batters in. So they're going to have to reconfigure the lineup a little bit. I don't know if that means Churio is going up to two. You drop Contreras down to three. But somebody would have to get hot in either the wild card round or divisional round to get you to an NLCS. It would be tough, though, to win 4 out of 7, I think, once you get there without Yelich.
So you're still a buyer?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Okay. I'm buying.
All right.
Because, again, Chewy, we've seen so many times in baseball, it's so different than every other sport.
No, I agree.
You get in, you get hot, you see what can happen.
Mm-hmm.
The other thing we put on the poll was asking about Kyle Wallace's comments that Jordan Love was selfish holding in for a new contract. 75% of people say no, he is not. And again, there was some nuance in this conversation because Gabe says, well, actually what Jordan Love is doing is selfish, but
it's the right thing to do. It's what you have to do. You have to look out for you at some point.
So is he selfish, like I said, if Dak signs for 61, if he resets the new negotiation, is he selfish then?
No. I mean,
you're just doing business, man. Yeah, okay. You're looking out for yourself because nobody else is going to be looking out for you.
They
so sometimes you got
to
think
deal that done.
I think that would tick the fans off.
I think some fans are already ticked off.
I agree, but I think there'd be
they're
going
to forget about it though once he's under center and they're winning games.
The price is the price.
Yeah.
There's no real haggling here. You know, like you're on the dealership lot, somebody just sold a car, the exact same car you want. Guess what you're going to pay? You're going to pay the price that person just bought.
Yeah.
You're not going to be able to negotiate it down.
Will the Entouch is next on ESPN Milwaukee. Have a great one, everybody.